This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Well, we brought you the news last week after council made their decision to close the gallery cafe at the Musselbrook Art Gallery, a cafe they've operated with ratepayers' money. Apparently, that's caused a bit of a stir. So there's going to be an extraordinary meeting of council at Musselbrook Shire tomorrow night. Let's find out why, what, and all the rest of it. Mayor Steve Reynolds, good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How are you, Darren?
Good, thank you. First of all, what was the information in the report from council staff to councillors that caused them to basically make the decision in the first place?
The motion was put forward by a councillor that we should look to outsource. Council no longer ceased to operate at the cafe as a function under council, and that we put it out to open tender. You know, there's been a lot of commentary on it that I've been aware of. The issue being, I can't predict anything that'll come. It'll be an interesting meeting. Sure, it'll be some great debate, but like you said, it's ratepayers' money at the end of the day, and we've got to make the right decision in the best interest.
Okay, so
the art gallery money.
So absolutely. So which councillor put forward the motion to make the original decision?
Councillor Bradley's put it forward originally. Throughout our campaign as councillors, there was a lot of discussion about when we were running to be elected about the cafe. A number of people had brought it to a number of the candidates. He put forward the motion to... it's not that it's closing. It's not to close it and leave it empty. Let's make that clear. It's... the motion pretty much is for us to go to tender to give the opportunity to a private enterprise to run the cafe. And what that tender looks like hasn't been made clear to, you know, councillors or myself. We'd have to sit down and negotiate it. So,
yeah, well, and obviously that will sort of take time. But what was the problem? Is it losing too much money? Can you tell us how much money it was losing?
It's a commercial confidential because given the nature, but they've been through some tough years with COVID, but that primarily is the reason.
But so you can confirm it was losing money. That's what's prompted it.
Yes. You've got to look at the livability. You've got to weigh up a number of things. A lot of things will lose money in this area, like sports grounds, the running of the art gallery itself. There are community services that we can provide that we have to offset with ratepayers' money that they expect for services. But
Okay, so moving forward now, the vote was carried to stop operating it as council, but put it out to tender. That's very clear. Then which councillor has then put forward the rescission motion, which will be voted on tomorrow night?
Councillor Woodruff put forward the rescission motion, and as I said, two signatures required, Councillor Drayton and Councillor Scholes. That's just to bring it back before council. And again, that'll come to that healthy debate and a democratic decision to be made.
So is it fair to say councillors have been contacted by concerned people since the vote on Tuesday night?
There has been the odd person. I've received more feedback in that it was a sensible decision. There's a lot of people that want to be vocal about certain, without knowing the actual details, but there has been a lot of contact from people that... have been in support of the decision, that they go out there and jump on social media. I've been around last week, many community events, and again over the weekend. People have made the comment, council's copping some flack, but I think it was the right decision, etc. But, at the end of the day, like I said, we need to make the best decision, and I won't be lobbying any councils either way. It's just it's a decision they have to make.
Will you be speaking for or against the motion tomorrow night?
As the chair, I'm not allowed to enter into debate, so that will, that we'll wait and see.
Okay, and just finally, so going out to tender, do you have an idea at this stage from the general manager how long this process will take to put the tender out and get a new operator in there?
We haven't had that discussion. I was away on Friday doing a local government New South Wales course. We will be sitting down, the structure, she knows pretty much what we discussed and what we'd expect from the business level. But, it's a great opportunity. If it does go the way that it's a private enterprise and the tender information that we hope to achieve, it is a great opportunity. But then again, it could go the other way and end up back with council. But, you know, it's one of those things. It has to be. We can't make the popular decision all the time. You have to make the right decision.
So what will you do if the decision is to keep it running as a council-operated business? How are you going to stem the flow of the money losses?
That's going to be a business case for the general manager to come back to us with.
So will that decision be based on a business case which proves that you can change things to make it actually a profitable business? Because, yeah, at the moment, well, obviously it's
like
not.
Like I said, some things are run not to run a profit. It's a community service, but to make it, whether it breaks even or, you know, short, the side of that, what it looks like, that's going to be up to the general manager, but I can't stand your hand on heart and say that it would be in the community's best interest the way things have been going.
But surely a cafe being operated by council is not necessarily in community's interest compared to, you know, local business operators and other cafes that already operate in the town.
But in saying that, other larger townships do it. That with the Gallery Cafe is run by the Dark Gallery Cafe is run by council, but, you know, that's in a bit bigger of an area and... yeah, look, we just have to wait and see. Play it out. Let's see what new information comes forward and we take it from there.
Okay, well, Mayor Steve Reynolds, thank you very much for your time. I'll come along to the meeting tomorrow night and we'll see what happens. And Wednesday morning we'll report back to everyone what the next chapter is in this long-running story of the cafe at the Muswellbrook Art Gallery. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.